Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of New You City Chat. I'm Danielle Mercurio, your host for the evening, and I am so excited for tonight's broadcast. It's going to be a really, really juicy, fun topic. It's going to be all about you, which I totally love, and we're going to have a really amazing guest on that's able to bring so many more new things to your world, to your life, things that you didn't think about, or just new concepts or ideas that you can bring into your everyday life, which is going to be really lots of fun. So we have a really jam-packed, exciting night ahead of you, and I'm so glad that you're here with me right now and listening in. Hopefully you're somewhere safe and warm or just, you know, in a good spot. Maybe you're driving or wherever it is. We just want you to be in a really good place, a really nice space to open up your mind and be ready to really engage in something new, something exciting, something that's a little bit of food for your mind, if you will. So for those of you that have not listened to my show before, like I said, I'm Danielle Mercurio, and I am a lifestyle coach and founder of New You City. And New You City is my little brand that I made for individuals that live in a big city or they just moved here and they're trying to get their groove. They're trying to establish a sense of who they are, where they are. So it's that whole idea of having a big dream, pursuing it, and maybe, you know, things aren't exactly working out the way you thought. So that's where I come in. It's rebuilding that confidence and really making your world exactly as you want to make it in the city that you want to be in. So I'd like to bring all those concepts into my show that I do on a bi-monthly basis here on the Life Coach Radio Network. And for those of you that haven't listened to the show before either, another great thing that we do is we let you participate too. If you're listening via the internet on our website, if you scroll down from the actual page that you're on, you should see there's a chat room available. So the chat room is your way to engage with myself, with my guests that I have on. If there's any questions you have and maybe you're too embarrassed to ask, it's completely anonymous, although I say there's nothing to be embarrassed about. All questions are fabulous questions because they come from you, and clearly that must mean something. And, you know, if there's something you want to repeat or just something that you want to add to the table or just you really like, I love the engagement. So please feel free to chat along with us in the chat room. And then you also have the option to call in. We have a call-in number, and it's 646-716-9397. And if you want, you can call us to just simply listen, but if you would like to talk to myself or my guest tonight, you're going to hit the number 1, which will alert me that you want to come on the line and talk to us. So again, that number is 646-716-9397. And my guest Lindsay and I were tweeting tonight, so feel free to tweet along with us. My handle is New You City, and hers is, let me just double check that I get it right. We have been going back and forth a little bit before the show. She is at B30licious. So feel free to text myself and her as you listen throughout the show. All right, so tonight's topic, as you may have seen, is fall in love with yourself, which, you know, right now we're in that magical, lovely month of February, and February has a lot to do with love and Valentine's Day and couples and relationships and romance and all these beautiful lovey-dovey and to some people really sappy and kind of, you know, gag-worthy, if you will, mainly maybe for the bitter single ones. But it's a time also to recognize not just the love with your partner that you may have or someone that you're dating or, you know, whoever is in your life that you feel love for, but it's also a time to take it inward to yourself too. And it's really important, especially for those of us that maybe are single right now or are in a relationship and maybe it's not going exactly as we want it to or things are a little bit rocky and, you know, it's just not exactly how we thought it was going to be. So just this is a time to think about not only the people that you love in your life, but think about you and what do you love about you? You know, so often we attach ourselves to other people for validation of our worth and how much we really mean to them. And we look for other things outside of us for satisfaction, which are really great. But at the same time, are we always considering ourselves, or are we just considering ourselves through someone else's eyes? It's a little bit muddled when we think that way. Another thing that, you know, we want you to try to think about tonight is this whole idea of it's really easy to think about what's wrong with us. Somebody came up to me right now and said, what's wrong with you, Danielle? I say, you know what? Well, I talk really fast. You know, I don't pace myself well. I tend to procrastinate. It's very easy for me to say these things. And I know them very quickly about these. But then if someone comes up to me and says, Danielle, what are the best qualities about you? I'm kind of like, oh, I have to think about it. I hesitate. And I know now that I really love my confidence, my ability to really be in the moment, to clear my mind, to connect with other people. But it took me a long time to figure those things out. And it also took me a long time to believe people when they told me those things about me. I didn't quite believe it. It was very easy for me if someone said, oh, Danielle, you talk very fast. I'm like, yep, you're right. I do. I totally talk too fast. But if someone said, Danielle, you're really open. You connect well with other people. I'd be like, really? And I have to think about it. So I always just find that kind of interesting that we're so easy to think about the things that we hate about ourselves and less about the things that we love about ourselves. So, you know, I know that these are all things that are easier said than done, and we have a hard time kind of believing it. And a big quote that I like to say, that for those of you that have listened to the show before, you've heard me say it a few times, and it's that love is not selfish, but a necessary part of our survival. And again, we're going to get really into that whole idea tonight. And, you know, our society likes to have us put other people first. And I think in some ways that's a really great thing. We should help people. That's why I'm here. I'm here to help you. I'm here to serve others. I'm here to be a great friend, a great daughter, a great lover, whatever it is that I need to be in the moment for other people in my world. But I also know that I can't help you or anyone else unless I can help me first, unless I can love me first. And so I think sometimes things get a little bit mixed up or a little misconstrued in our society because of this belief that we should feel guilty when we take time for us. So tonight we're really going to talk about this whole idea of how to be strong, how to find the strength within you to realize that you are worthy of self-love. You are worthy of taking time for you. And there's nothing wrong with acknowledging who you are and feeling really great about it. So that's kind of the premise for tonight, and I'm really, really excited to talk more about it. As you can tell, it's something I am so passionate about, and even more passionate about is that the fact that there are other women out there like me that are coaches that believe in this concept, and one of them is our guest tonight, Lindsay Lawn, and she reached out to me about a month or so ago, and she is the coach in a similar position as me. She coaches women in their 20s and 30s, and she helps them to design and live their ultimate career lifestyle. She helps women improve their career, their dating, health, and finances to live their 30-licious life. And besides being passionate about coaching, Lindsay also loves blogging, experimenting with green smoothie recipes, practicing yoga, exploring hiking trails, and purple nail polish. So clearly, when she reached out to me, I was like, I dig this girl. We are totally on the same page. We're totally passionate about the same things. And we decided to launch a Pinterest contest together, which is going on now. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the show. But it's this whole idea of creating your own board, a vision board, if you will, online that represents the idea of falling in love with you. So when she came to me with that idea, I was like, oh, my God, this is magic. We have synergy. This is going to be good. So I'm really excited to have her on tonight. And with that, I'm going to welcome her onto the show. Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Here tonight.
Yeah, so great to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm super pumped. I feel like we've been talking about this for a while, so it's nice to actually, tonight's the night, it's here, and we're doing it.
Definitely.
Yeah, so it's going to be super fun. So before we get a little bit more into the topic that I just rambled on about, the whole idea of falling in love with yourself, I'd love for our listeners to know a little bit more about you and just kind of where you got to where you are now and how you found out about this whole idea of what it is to fall in love with you. And a lot of coaches, I always joke that we have past lives. Like, what were we doing in our past life before we were a coach? Like, what was our career? What was our story or journey? So I'd love for you to share a little bit about you so just our viewers can connect a little bit more with what it is that you do.
Thank you. Yes. Well, actually, a few years ago, I was not in love with myself at all. I actually created a life that I didn't enjoy showing up in each day. I was working in corporate America, and on the outside to other people, I looked really successful. I was working for a wonderful company. I kept getting promoted. I had a good salary. There was job security in a time when the economy wasn't doing so well, and I lived in a nice apartment. I had a great group of friends. So on the outside, it looked like I was successful. But in reality, I was absolutely miserable because I wasn't living life on my terms. And my coaching business, 30licious, is all about living life on your terms and designing a career lifestyle that fits with your priorities, dreams, and values. So there I was in my job, and it was draining. At the end of the day, I would come home exhausted. I had a long commute. I loved being near nature, and I felt pretty suffocated because the place I was living wasn't near nature. There was just lack of flexibility, and I felt creativity in the position. So there were a lot of things that didn't align with my values. And it got to the point where it was affecting my health, and I definitely did not feel the self-love at that point. And I remember one day, which was sort of the final straw, and I knew I needed to make a change, I ended up in the emergency room alone. And at that point, I was like, you know what, this is it. I don't like showing up in my life every day, and I need to make a change. And it turns out I took a bold move at that point, and I went against the grain of what definitely my family and some of my friends would think. So really I had to work through needing the approval of others, and I was going to do something that was best for me to move towards my idea of success. And I quit my job without another one.
Mm. Yeah.
Which was definitely, you know, a bold move. And I had planned to actually get back in touch with myself that summer. It was early summer when I quit my job. And I planned to get back in touch with myself, just take some time off. And the way I recharge is going back in nature. And I love hiking. Like, I can tell you my favorite hiking trails in different states. And it turns out that, so I quit my job without another one, planned to take the summer off hiking, and then I got offered an opportunity which began to help me design my career lifestyle the way I wanted. I got offered an opportunity working at a university because I have a background in counselor education, and it's so much a better fit. It's mentally stimulating and in a peaceful environment. And about a year into the position, I knew that I wanted, I had zero stress in my life at that point, and it was just awesome. Mm-hmm. It was a year to recharge. And then about a year into the position, I had my performance review, and I asked my boss if I could telecommute and work more flexible hours, and she's awesome, and it got approved. And so now I've created this career lifestyle where I'm a coach, which is one part of my life which I extremely value, and I love connecting with other women, and I'm also love academia, so I can do both and really design a career lifestyle that works exactly for me.
Oh my God, I love it. So that's so amazing. And so first of all, I love the first thing that you said when you came on, and you just said, I was living a life that I didn't enjoy showing up for. That is so powerful. I think so many of us that are sitting here listening right now have either felt that at a time in their life, or maybe they're feeling it now. Like, when you wake up in the morning, you know, it's really hard to get out of bed and you want to hit the snooze alarm and all these things are going through your head, it's probably because you're right there in that moment thinking, is this what I signed up for? Is this the life that I'm meant to lead? And so I think it's really great that you brought that up because I think that's really powerful. And I just love the fact that you did something that was really challenging and really bold. And it's really hard to go against what your family or friends may say when you're ready to make a change. That seems crazy. That says, you know what, I'm going to take the summer off to find me. And again, it goes back to what I was saying before, you know, like, you know, is it selfish to take time for you? Because we seem to think it is, and we seem to think it's ridiculous. But by surrendering and taking the time to recharge, you were able to make this, and I love this career lifestyle. I think that's the coolest term. You made a career lifestyle. You made a lifestyle that works for you, that you're able to be successful, be profitable, find fulfillment, find satisfaction, and honestly say, this works for me and I'm happy. So I think that's so incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah. So amazing, amazing story, amazing to hear. And I just, again, it's something that I can't stress enough. You know, it's really scary to take a move like you did and to take a bold step into the unknown and take time for yourself, not knowing how it's going to pan out, not knowing what kind of support you're going to get from other people. But clearly that kind of risk brought you to something that was more rewarding than you could have even, I'm sure, imagined at the time.
Of course. I'm literally have my dream schedule now, and I'm living my dream life. And it wouldn't have taken place if I wasn't willing to take a risk. And and I didn't know the unknown or the outcome, but I knew my intuition was telling me to do it. So, and I'm a true believer that, you know, everyone knows themselves best. I mean, their family, friends might have their own opinion, but really, if your heart is leading you in a certain direction, go for it.
Yeah.
Because that's being authentic and true to yourself. And, you know, falling in love with yourself, you can't live your life for other people. I mean, I always think of it as, I don't want to be, you know, in my 80s on my deathbed and regret anything about my life. So everything I do, I ask myself, will I regret this if I don't do this, if I don't have this conversation that could totally change my life?
Yes, I agree. And that totally brings us then into tonight's topic, falling in love with yourself, and how everyone that's listening can find ways to incorporate it themselves. And, you know, when you first heard this idea, fall in love with yourself, I mean, what do you think of? What does it make you, like, what does it conjure up for you?
Well, I think oftentimes we look to others, and often a significant other, to give us love or to show us what our self-worth is, especially this month around Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But really, to truly fall in love with ourselves, it's a matter of going deep inside, and if we can love ourselves, then when we are in that relationship, we can fully be there and see it as a bonus instead of an essential for survival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would love to know what your thoughts on this is. Why do you think there's a hesitation when it comes to that idea of giving ourselves self-love or kind of exploring ourselves a little bit further or being positive? Why do we hesitate?
Well, one of the reasons is we're our own worst critic. As you said in the beginning of the show, we always, it's easier sometimes to look for the negative than the positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And it's just interesting to me that that's become the norm. You know, I think a lot of times even, you know, I'm sitting around with my girlfriends or, you know, at some kind of gathering and we all kind of, you know, a lot of my close friends know better now than to do that, like do the negative self-talk. They know that I don't participate in it or I won't engage in it. I won't say anything, but I'll kind of get quiet, and they realize that, okay, we're getting into the negative talk, so they kind of change it around. But it kind of becomes the norm to be like, oh, like, I look, you know, like so fat in this, or, you know, my job that, and it just becomes the norm to talk about ourselves negatively and our lives negatively. So I guess I find it interesting that we've become on this trend where the new norm is not to fall in love with yourself, but to hate on yourself. And, like, that's considered okay.
Exactly.
And,
to beat ourselves up for the qualities that make us up. For instance, with me, I love change. I thrive on change. And in the past 5 to 6 years, I've lived in many different cities. And some people, because I love adventure, and that's me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've created a career lifestyle where I can do that. But, you know, somebody on the outside might be thinking, why? But you know what? If I didn't embrace that part of me that enjoyed the adventure in different locations, then I would be not being true to myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And it reminds me of another show I had where I talked about the whole idea of what other people think of you is none of your business. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's very true in this case. And I think oftentimes what happens is when other people are kind of telling us what we should do or what we shouldn't do, or they're kind of, you know, judging us, I think it's really just a reflection of them and where they feel they might be lacking, or where maybe they're too scared to make a move. And so instead of encouraging you, it's almost like they feel safer if they find a way to, and it's probably not on purpose and they probably don't mean to do it, but maybe like almost in a way attack you and, you know, not mean it. But I don't know, do you find that happens often?
I would definitely say it happens, and yeah, there's often something inside of them that they might not feel confident about, or they might be fearful or resistant to making a change. But I think if they're truly your friend or a supporter of you, they'll support you in no matter what your decision is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's a good thing for people to look out for. It's like, okay, who, especially as we get older, you know, I think we get older, we start to, our priorities change, things shift, you know, we might have families, you know, we might be moving, different careers, and so it's really important to really, and our time is more valuable in some ways, so it's really important for us to make sure that we're spending the time that we have with people that are actually going to put us in a better place and to raise us into a higher space, as opposed to the reverse. And so to be consciously aware of the people you're around. Are they bringing you down or are they bringing you up?
Definitely. And to connect with people with your varying interests. For instance, if you have an interest in hiking, you could join a hiking meetup group, or writing, you could join a writing meetup group. You can connect with people that will help you feel authentic to yourself.
Yes, that's so true. And we're going to get into a little bit more about the tips that you can take and just some of the measures that worked for Lindsay and just have seen probably in her clients as well, and, you know, how to incorporate that idea of falling in love with yourself further. We're going to take a really quick break. We're already to that point right now. So I'm going to put you back on hold for just a moment, Lindsay, and we'll get right back to you in just a few minutes. Okay, so as many of you know, either you're a regular listener or you're new to the network, you are listening to the Life Coach Radio Network. It's a network that has launched a little under a year ago, and it's grown so much in size since that point. We're up to 3 different networks right now, the Life Coach Radio Network that you're listening to, the International Life Coach Radio Network, and the Life Coach Chat Channel. So it's really amazing to see how much it's grown and how much inspiration and how many amazing coaches have come through this network, and you know, we've all come together in a lot of different ways and are collaborating on new projects. And one of them is a workshop weekend that we have coming up in New York City. And we actually have a commercial from our executive producer, which I'm going to play for us right now.
Hi, everyone. This is Russ Terry, the founder, executive producer, and host here on the Life Coach Radio Network. We're having a huge event in New York City that I want to tell you about. It's our first ever workshop weekend. 15 of us will be giving a variety of self-empowerment workshops on Saturday, February 8th and Sunday, February 9th in the heart of the Big Apple. We'll have seminars on stress, spirituality, success, divorce, living your best life, and a lot more. If you're interested, go to lifecoachradionetworks.com/New Year, New You 2014. That's Life Coach Radio Networks newyear2014. We'd love to see you there. And now, back to today's show.
Thanks, Russ. Like I said, that was our executive producer of the network who started the whole shebang. And so, yes, we're having the workshop weekend here in New York City. If you are local to the area, I would love, love, love to see you there. My workshop will be doing a couple, but the first one is on Saturday at 4:30 p.m., and it's called Champagne Wishes and Setting Your City Dream. So we're going to have a little bit of champagne. We're going to do a little bit of a toast to you to celebrate your life, everything that you're really proud of. And then from there, we're going to go into the things that you want to continue into your life, the new goals that you want to manifest, and the things that you want to incorporate into the year ahead. So that's on Saturday at 4:30. I'm doing another collaboration on Sunday with Andrea Ruckelman. You may know her. She's another popular host here on the network. And we're going to do a workshop called All or Nothing, Forget That, How to Live Your Life and Be Healthy. So we're going to talk about that idea that a lot of times when we want to try something new, like lose weight or start a new fitness routine or go back to school or whatever it may be, we kind of make it our obsession. And it's like, oh, my God, like, I have to control my life. I want to make this change, and it has to be all or nothing. But we want to show you that it can actually be a little bit of both. You know, you can make change and still have your life, too. And that's how you make long-term, lasting, sustainable goals. And then after that, I'll also be part of the Life Coach Chat channel, doing a live broadcast with Martin Salama and Tracy Pierce about how to incorporate a fresh start into your life from the physical, mental, and emotional space. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I really, really encourage you to come out. Again, go to www.lifecoachradionetworks.com to learn more about the actual workshop, or you can reach out to me for more information as well. So with that, we're going to get back into our subject matter. We've been talking with Lindsay Lawn, a life coach at D30licious, about this whole idea of falling in love with yourself. She shared her story with us and why it's so important that we take the time to really get to know ourselves so that we can take the steps to really live a fulfilling life that we've always really dreamed of and never really knew if it could quite work or not. But by becoming more confident in who we are, we're able to start to explore that whole world just a little bit more. So with that, welcome back, Lindsay.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. So, you know, when we were talking a little bit before the show and just prepping and whatnot, you presented some really great ways to get more into this whole idea of falling in love with yourself. It's not just the self-talk like we were telling everyone before, but just there's actually like some physical and literal acts that you can do. So I would love for you to really just dig into them with us and you know, kind of explore the ideas with me. And again, if any listeners, you know, want to call in or have a question or want to, you know, talk about this concept, the number is 646-716-9397. So Lindsay, I'll let you kind of go into more about what you know on that subject matter.
Yes, I have some awesome tips that I want to share. And I'm sure you've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. But oftentimes we get so busy or stressed that we forget the importance of eating healthy and feeding our body the fuel it needs to be as focused and at our best. And my first tip is eating more whole foods. And it's interesting the journey I've taken over the past few months. I'm involved in a vegetarian and vegan meetup group. I've been a vegetarian for, I can't believe it, but almost 20 years now. But I never thought about eating more raw food until I met a friend at the group. Her name is Cherie Anderson, and I actually interviewed her for a blog post a little while back for my 30 spot. And she's a raw foodist. And at first, when I was talking with her about it, I thought to myself, I could never do that. That's too hard. I can't believe she does that. It's cool, but I don't know if I could do it. But I decided that I would try to make the transition to eating more raw foods. And that means that they're foods that are uncooked, unprocessed, and often organic. And what kept me going is I noticed when I was eating more raw foods, and now I think I'm up to probably 80 or 90% of my intake per day is raw food, that I have more energy, that my skin is clear, I feel more focused, and I'm more happy. So I'm giving myself love by eating these nourishing foods. And it's just a matter of taking baby steps. So no matter where you are in your eating habits, and maybe you have a crazy schedule, just decide to at first maybe just have a snack that's your idea of a healthy, nourishing food, giving yourself love through food. The second tip that I have is spending time doing what you love. And oftentimes you might have a crazy schedule, the work-life balance might be totally off, and you forget to take time for these hobbies and other activities that you enjoy. So whether it's going to the park or making time to go to the gym or whatever hobby it is, it's important to really spend time recharging.
Yes, I like that one a lot. I think that was actually a big one for me when I was going through my process of kind of falling in love with yourself. It's like, wait, what do I like to do? You know, it's like almost like when you make the decision to be like, I'm going to take some time for me and reflect and, you know, figure out what I want to do. What is that exactly? So, like, how would you have someone take it even a step further to be like, okay, yes, I'm going to spend time for me, and then it's almost like, what are my hobbies? Like, what's a good way to kind of conjure them up?
Really, I think it's a matter of brainstorming a list and trying different things. And oftentimes as we grow over the years, our hobbies might change and our group of friends might change. So, you know, create a list of things that you want to do. I'm sure for the new year you've had some list of goals, but was a goal on the list that you were going to spend time doing something you love?
Awesome. Yeah, I like that. I like that idea of trying different things because I think, yeah, it's like, well, you know, I used to do this, so maybe I'll try it out. And who knows? Like you said, we could change, we can grow, you know, or just try something completely new and maybe be surprised. So I think that's really smart.
Definitely. And the third tip I have is to ditch the temptation to compare yourself to others. And it's so common. I mean, you log on to Facebook, and it's if you read through your news feed, how often do you compare yourself to others, or it affects your self-worth by seeing where your friends are at this point in their life compared to you. And comparing yourself to others it's a form of self-sabotage. I mean, instead of focusing, sometimes if you are in the comparing and really sort of in that zone, you're focusing on what you don't have instead of what you have. And I'm a huge believer in the law of attraction. So if you focus on what you don't have and what you're lacking, then that's going to magnify in your life.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the law of attraction. So I agree. It's like the universe has selective hearing. And so it can, you know, it's got a lot going on. He's listening to a lot of people. There's a lot of requests. And so it's like you have to be really clear on what you want for it to manifest, or else it might get kind of muddled. And it's like, why do you want to spend your time thinking about the things you don't want? Because, like you said, that it's very possible that that happened. And I think I'm glad that you brought up, like, Facebook and that whole world that brings up, because and you can talk on this further. I think what we do a lot is we make up these stories in our heads about other people's lives and how they compare to us. Well, we really don't know what's going on behind closed doors. We don't know what's going on the other side of that person's computer. It's like, who knows what they're trying to project to help satisfy their own ego or to make them feel better, you know?
Exactly. I mean, your friend might post a picture on Facebook of their wedding pictures or a fun vacation, but you don't know how they're feeling right now, and it might just be a ploy to get attention. So technically, if that really bothers you and you find yourself down in the dumps after you read your Facebook feed of a certain person, you can unfollow them. That's just a simple step.
Mm-hmm. What if you notice that, and I think this happens to people, that maybe it's getting worse, that you go on Facebook or Instagram or other social media platforms and you're noticing that almost like everything you're seeing, you're getting like a twinge of jealousy or it's just not making you feel good. Would you recommend someone to kind of just like take a detox from social media or, you know, what would you say to someone that came to you like that?
I'm glad you said that because I recently took a 7-day social media detox where I didn't log in to Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest for a week. And it's been an awesome, it was an awesome experience because I found that I had more time because I wasn't logged in, but I was also more in the present moment and I want to live my life in the present moment because we can't guarantee what's happening in the future. And oftentimes, you know, you go to an airport or a mall or a busy setting and you see people buried in their phones and not having meaningful conversations. And so sometimes if you're really affected by social media, maybe consider cutting back on the amount that you log in or take a detox. If you don't want to take a 7-day detox, start with a day.
Yeah, or even an evening. I think that would be, interesting. And I commend you for doing that because I'm sure it probably felt weird, but then I have a feeling, I mean, once you got into it, did you kind of not even notice anymore? Or, like, did it not seem like something you were as drawn to?
Yeah, I got to the point where I didn't, you know, notice anymore. Now, I do enjoy logging in and connecting for 30-licious, and I did miss that part, but I was able to come back more recharged, focused, energized, and happy. And also, I've in the past taken a detox from my cell phone, and that was the similar experience where I felt like I was more in the present moment as well. But what I like to practice is often when I leave the house and I know I'm going out with friends, I leave my cell phone at home, and so that I'm guaranteed to be present with my friends and not checking my phone. I honestly don't bring my cell phone out a lot. I mean, it's good to have. I use it for the GPS navigation on it for reasons. But when I'm going out, I rarely bring my phone because I want to be present.
Yeah, I think that's really great because, yeah, it's kind of a lost art, and I really try to be mindful of that too. When I'm with a friend, like, not have the phone out, to keep it in your purse. I don't, you know, why am I text somebody else if I'm present physically with another person? So I think it's really great that you're acknowledging that. And I think it's funny because it's almost like sometimes I wonder, and I think it's gotten better for me as I've gotten older, but when I was younger, I feel like a lot of times when I would go out, it was almost like I was going out and my friends and I were all going out so that we could let the world know that we were going out. Like, we were so busy letting everyone else know on Facebook, like, where we were and taking pictures and uploading them. And it was like, and then, like, oh, so-and-so just liked our picture. And it was like, that was, like, the whole night. And it's like, wait a minute, what did we actually do? Like, did we actually have fun? Did we actually engage with each other? Or were we making up this whole little, like, avatar world based on what we were doing for everyone else? And so it does take away from the experience. I think it's about finding that balance. Like you said, like, you know, leave the cell phone at home, like, or turn it completely off. You want to have it in case of an emergency or use it for that reason. So I think that's a really great point. And it's hard to do. It's easier said than done. It's very amazing. Like you said, you go to the airport or wherever, maybe, you know, living in the city here in New York, I mean, we cross the street looking down at our phone. Like, we've become that attached to it. So the thought of just taking it away from us for a few minutes is actually really refreshing.
Yeah, I'm a huge proponent of, you know, limiting the cell phone use when you're in a social situation. Also, crossing the street looking at the phone, that's dangerous.
It's dangerous. We're rebels here in the city, let me tell you. You know, our text is way more important than you driving your car across the street. That seems to be the attitude. So it's pretty crazy that it's gotten to that point. But, you know, so I love it. So, yeah, I love the idea of not, you know, learning how to not compare yourself to others, especially in this day and age when social media makes it that much more of a challenge to do so. So if you can't be on those platforms, find a way to cut back a little bit, or when you're out with friends, be with a friend. So I think those are all really good suggestions, and I really like them. What else do you have for us?
Giving yourself permission to be 30-licious, which means living life on your terms and really embracing all the characteristics that make up you. And as I mentioned before, I love change. And for a while, I would beat myself up over the fact that I liked change because I thought, what's wrong with me? Why can't I ever be satisfied in one place? Some people are happy living in one city for 20 years. But you know what? That's just not me. I want a life of meeting different types of people, the adventure, the experiences. And when I stopped sort of fighting myself, and now I'm on the same team as myself and embracing that characteristic, I'm so much happier. So really, what are you fighting about yourself? You know, ask yourself that question, and how can you begin to embrace that quality about you?
That's amazing. I really like that. I like that you're playing for the same team, and that same team is you. It's like, oh, yeah, like we forget. And I think it almost kind of is connected to what we were just talking about, that idea of we compare ourselves to others. We think that we need to do this or do that. We're always looking outside of ourselves to find out where we need to be happy. So why can't we go into the person that knows us better than anyone in this world, which is us, and start to see the blocks that we've created, the things that we are holding on to. And it's like, wait, why? Why are we holding on to these things? Why are we fighting this so much when if we just learn to let go and do what feels right, you can, you know, do that. And I'm curious, you know, you mentioned your intuition a couple times and listening to yourself and whatnot. What's a great way to help people kind of enhance that further? I mean, for me, meditation is huge, but for you, you know, how do you know when you hear that voice inside your head, like, oh, that's my intuition talking? You know, what triggers it for you?
Well, really, it starts out as a whisper sometimes to me. For instance, when I was working in that job in the D.C. area, and then it became a shout when I started to have health problems due to stress. And then it gets louder. Your intuition will get louder and louder if you don't listen to it. And oftentimes it's just a matter of getting quiet. And a great way is just when you wake up in the morning. Maybe you want to set your alarm for 10 minutes before you normally wake up. And when you wake up, you're free of distractions. And just pull out your favorite pen and journal and start writing. You can start writing or ask yourself a question, or maybe you want to write what you're thankful for. And in that quiet space, you'll begin to get the answers.
Wow, I love that. I think that's a really great idea. So, and all great ideas. And I just love how you described intuition, because you're so right. And we ignore that voice because it's true. I think it's easy to question, oh, wait, was that my intuition? Was that just a thought? Was that just something that someone else put into my head? But as it starts to get louder, you can't ignore it anymore. And sometimes it has to be really drastic, like it was for you. And for me in my situation, I had some pretty drastic things come about too. It was like my body literally had to cry out for help in order for me to listen. And it's crazy that we let ourselves get to that point. And so I think it's really important to do the things that you're saying, start to nurture ourselves, start to nurture that voice inside of our head, start to let it grow and evolve by doing things like just simply listening, being curious, journaling, So those are really great ways. I like it.
And look out for what your body's telling you, and be sure to be aware if you're masking it. For instance, mm-hmm. if you're getting a lot of headaches, instead of taking an aspirin or Tylenol every time, think about why are you getting these headaches? Or if you're having chest pain, is it related to anxiety? So instead of trying to mask the symptoms, or you're exhausted all the time, so you're grabbing your favorite coffee drink, really think about, you know, what is your body telling you?
Yeah, that's really important. You're right. So it's not just trying to cover it up and just make it go away like a quick fix, you know? It's like, no, it's actually, let's take a few more moments or whatever it is that we need to do to explore this more. So that's really important. I'm glad you brought that up, too.
And I have
so
one more.
So that brings into, I think you have another topic, point for our listeners?
I do. Do I have time to share it?
Yes, you do. You do. Go for it.
Okay, great. I love this tip, and it's all about fulfilling a lifelong dream. So what is something that you've been putting off doing maybe for months or even years or decades that you've always wanted to do or experience? For me, when I was a little girl, I was 5 years old, some little girls dream about being mommies, but I dreamed about being a mommy to a puppy, to a golden retriever. And I remember being 5 years old, I wrote my mom this long list of why I wanted to have a dog. Unfortunately, I wasn't persuasive enough, so I didn't have a dog growing up. I had other animals, which was nice. And then I got into my 20s, and it seemed like I would get into these relationships, but my partner didn't like dogs for some reason. I would date a lot of guys that didn't like dogs. And so there was always sort of an excuse, or I lived in a cold climate and I didn't want to have to take the dog out when it was like freezing cold, so I decided not to get a dog. Well, this Valentine's Day, I'm doing something for me. I am getting a mini golden doodle. It's not a golden retriever because unfortunately I found out in my adulthood that I'm allergic to dogs, but hopefully I'll be okay with this dog since it's hopefully hypoallergenic, but I'm getting an 8-week-old puppy, and I've decided to name it Bailey, so you'll hear me talk about it on my blogs. And so, yeah, on the 14th, I'm picking him up, and that's fulfilling a lifelong dream. And I would feel, not whole if I would go through my life without experiencing having a dog, so I'm super excited.
Wow, congratulations. I'm really happy
Thank
for you.
You.
And I can just, I can hear the passion and the excitement in your voice. And it's like, yes, she's doing something that's like really kick-ass and awesome for her. So I think that's amazing. So congratulations. I'm very excited for you. And I'm excited for, seeing, you know, all your posts and your new journey with your new friend that pretty much you've been waiting your whole life for.
I have. So my question to
me,
for the listeners. So I want
to
ask the listeners, what's your puppy? What's the one thing that maybe you've been waiting on the approval of others to do in your life? Well, now's the time, and do it for yourself.
Yeah. I love that. I'm going to brainstorm what my puppy is. And let you know. I am. It's not a puppy. I know that. But <it's>, I know that's not what it is for me. But I know that I definitely know there's a few things that I've always dreamed of but never really quite got into. But I'm, you know, it's there. It's in the back of my mind. And so it's like, what do I want? And I think it's cool to tap into what your childhood passions were and what were the things you wanted. I mean, for me, I wanted to be a host on E! News. Like, that was my dream. And, you know, now I'm doing the radio show. So that's kind of moving along. So it's like, what's next? You know, like, how can I keep exploring that? And I think it'll bring even more new things and windows into your life that are connected to that somehow. And like in your case, I think it might, you know, finally, you know, bring you more alignment even. Because I think not having one was maybe misaligning you in a way. And now having one is going to attract more of what you want.
Of course.
I love it. So, yes, listeners, you have homework. I love when my radio shows give homework out. So your homework tonight is to think about your lifelong dream, what you want to fulfill, and brainstorm it. Or maybe you're not even quite sure yet. Maybe go back to what we were talking about before in the morning. Start to think about those ideas in your head of what would it be like to live my dream life, or to finally take that dream trip, or something that I've always had a longing for that I felt like maybe never could happen for me, or people were telling me, no, you can't do that, or you're not smart enough, or whatever it may be that was stopping you. Now is your chance to, we're giving you, Lindsay and I are both giving you permission to fulfill a long life, you know, long dream. And, you know, I think that's pretty amazing homework. So I really welcome you to try it out and to see what comes up. So, Lindsay, thank you so much for all those tips. They're really awesome. You know, to run through again for everyone that was listening, it's that whole idea of you are what you eat, so start eating with love. Start thinking about where the foods that you're eating are coming from. And if they're coming from a source of love, that's what you're putting into yourself. So that's right there a beautiful way to fall deeper in love with you. And to spend more time doing the things that you love, what makes you happy, what makes your soul tithe of you, you know, what brings a smile to your face. And also then, you know, that whole idea of in order to be a better you is to stop worrying so much about what other people are doing. Let them live their life the way they want to live it. It's their story. Let them hold the pen. You hold the pen for your story. You author your own book. And then she talks a lot about the idea of giving yourself permission to do something outside of the norm, to make a crazy change, or, you know, just to kind of go against maybe what you thought you had to do for something that you know you want to do. And then, again, this beautiful idea of, you know, fulfilling a dream. And this is your life. This is the time to do it. And, you know, if not now, when? So I love it. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for just coming on and sharing all these beautiful things with us. I'd love to hear any last words you have for our viewers, any promotions you have coming up. I'll, you know, I know we can talk about our Pinterest project, but I want to, you know, let the listeners know how they can get in touch with you, how they can get in contact with anything else you have going on, and just any other thoughts you have before, you know, the show ends tonight.
Sure. I'm so happy to be here tonight. And I just want to say life is a choice. You have a choice of how you show up every day. You're enough. You are worth it. And you are worthy of living a life authentic to yourself, your 30-licious life, living life on your terms. And you can get in touch with me on my website at 30licious.com. I would love to schedule a strategy session with you and chat about how you can live your 30-licious life. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/30licious, Twitter at B30licious, Pinterest at 30licious, and you can check out our Pinterest boards, and the contest is going on until February 14th. So just create a board of images that represent falling in love with yourself. And for inspiration, you can think about your journey to come to a place of self-love and acceptance. And, yeah, check out our boards. It's fun. If you're already on Pinterest, just start your board and collect items where you can feel like you're falling in love with yourself. Some on my board are the hiking trails I've been on. I also love tea, so there's some pictures of tea and inspirational quotes. Also, next week, I'm doing a show with on Life Coach Radio Network with Philomena Iorio-Tavaluk on the 10 Secrets to a Juicy Love Life, and you can tune in on February 11th at 1 p.m.
Yay, awesome. Oh, I love that you're doing another show on our network. That's so great. And, you know, I think it's such a fun thing to do, so I'm really happy that you're getting to do it again and again so soon. So literally like a week from now, you're back on the radio, which is really great. And to what she was saying about the Pinterest thing, I was just thinking when she was talking, I'm like, clearly a great way, a great foundation to make your board is to incorporate all the tips that she talked about tonight. So you can put all those things that we were talking about on your board, and there right there is your roadmap, if you will, of how to fall in love with yourself. And it's a visual reference to the things you want. So put that dream, when you think about that dream you want to settle, that trip you want to take, put that on there. You know, put all those different things that we talked about as a reminder of what you learned and what you want to express to yourself and to the world. And one thing with Pinterest, you know, for some reason you're feeling a little bit shy, you don't want to share, you know, you can make the boards private and you can always reach out to Lindsay and I and kind of show it to us privately. That's, you know, if for some reason you're feeling reserved or hesitation or some kind of hesitation to start because of that, please don't let that stop you. We're clearly two people that are here to help you, totally non-judgmental, want to stick with your agenda. And I don't know if we mentioned the prize is to win a coaching session with myself or Lindsay. So that's a value in and of itself for, you know, 60 to 30 minutes of really strategizing and brainstorming with us and connecting to that better you. So again, Lindsay, it was so, so great having you on tonight. I love just learning more. I mean, we've been talking for a little while now, but I just love learning more about you as a coach, you as your backstory and what brought you to where you are today, and just everything you've learned in the process and now are able to share with so many other people that are looking to, you know, find their path, find their journey, find out how to love a life that they can show up for today. So just thank you so much for coming on. It was so great having you, and I'm really excited for, you know, our continued joint ventures in the future and just seeing what you do and what you come up with.
Thank you for having me. This has been awesome.
Yeah, of course, totally great show. So thank you so, so much. All right, so that was awesome. I'm so glad that we got to have Lindsay on, our 30-licious coach. And I hope that you got a lot out of our show tonight too. Again, you guys know me well now for my regular listeners. This is a concept that I cannot stress enough because for me personally, I feel like I didn't really understand how to live life until I fell in love, until I fell in love with me. And it's easier said than done in some ways, and it's lonely in some ways. It's hard, you know. You have to give up certain things that you're attached to, even if they're things that you know aren't good for you or aren't serving you. It sometimes feels better to just coast along and, you know, kind of live an average life and get through the day-to-day because it's safe and because it's easy. But know that surrendering, in a sense, you can, in turn, get so much more. So, you know, this whole idea of falling in love with yourself, it's, you know, it's not just, you know, Lindsay and I, we didn't come on tonight just be like, oh, just say I love you to you in the mirror and everything will be grand. No, it's hard work. It's a commitment. It's a willingness to change. It's a willingness to want something more. It's to want something, you know, outside of yourself, greater and bigger than you can ever imagine possible. And so, like I said, it can take time, and it's to be patient. But it's to know that you are doing everything right by taking the moment to think about something positive instead of something negative, to look at yourself maybe when you're not feeling so great, but to give yourself just a little half smile instead of a frown. These things change. These things make a difference. These things make an impact on your life. And again, it's the law of attraction. Maybe you'll lose some friendships out of it. Maybe some people will think you're weird that you're trying something new or you're doing something that maybe feels right to you and makes sense to you, but doesn't quite make sense to them. Just keep listening to your heart. Keep listening to that voice inside of you that knows you better than maybe you know you right now. And know that the right people will come to you when they're meant to. Maybe, you know, you're feeling alone or you're feeling confused or whatever it may be, keep going. Keep believing. I can't stress that enough. You are, like Lindsay said, you are more than enough right now. And you have everything you need in the present moment. So just remember that and cherish that with you. And you will find yourself growing into more you and just more incredible opportunity of action and more fulfillment and in turn more love, because when you're in love with love, that's all you see and that's all you do and that's all you live. So I encourage that for you. And clearly, if you want to talk about it more, you can reach out to me and we can talk about it. We can set up a time to chat, you know, continue to listen to my radio shows. Like I said, they're every first and third Tuesday of the month at 8 p.m. Or the beautiful thing is that they're available as recordings if you happen to miss them. I'm also on the Life Coach TV network, and I have YouTube videos where I get to share my thoughts. I'm on Facebook, New You City Coach. I believe it's facebook.com/New You City Coach. I'm on Twitter, New You City. Again, on Pinterest, you can find me. I'm pretty much everywhere. You can go directly to my site at www.newyoucitycoaching.com. I'm on Instagram, which I love, New You City. So just find me. And, you know, in turn, I can definitely help you get from where you are now to where you want to be. So with that, I will leave you. Have a really beautiful, beautiful, great night. Sending you so much love, so much light. Thank you so much for listening. And remember to always just keep dreaming and stay open to life's possibilities. Thank you.